This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Listening to Radio Hawke's Bay, my name is Ken Morrison and this program is called Pleased to Meet You. And in this program, I introduce you, the listener, to some fabulously interesting people from right here in Hawke's Bay and across New Zealand. And today it's my pleasure to be talking to Hawke's Bay resident Chris Nagus. How are you going, Chris?
Yes, very good, yes. Can't complain. Could be worse, could be better.
All right, now look, Chris, we don't know you and we're going to find out a bit more about you now. So what I want you to do, Chris, is I want you to wind the clock back and I want you to tell us a little bit about Chris Nagus. Take us right back to the beginning. Tell us about you.
I'll take you back to where the interest started. When I was 17, we always had a piano. And when I was 17, I had lessons. And then when I was 19, I was a bit restless. So I joined the Royal Air Force as a bandsman on clarinet. And then I came out of the Air Force when I was 25, and I joined an amateur orchestra on clarinet. I met this very lovely soprano who interested me in keyboards. And it's gone from there. But when I was in the Air Force, when I was 21, we did a theory lesson, and we had to put music to words, and the flight lieutenant in charge of us then said, mm-hmm. Nagus, have you ever tried songwriting? So you must have sensed something then.
Yes. And had you tried songwriting at that stage or not?
No, the first time I wrote a song was when I was 29. I just sat down at the piano and one came out.
Well, before we talk much further about that, I wonder if we could just wind the clock back to when you were 17 and you became interested in music. Why did you become interested at 17? Had you been interested before then? I mean, were your parents musical?
I think actually, Ken, it was fate. I'm a great fatalist.
Yes.
And I know that I was put on this earth to songwrite.
Mm.
And it may sound a bit bizarre to people about fate, but I think that my life was fated.
Interesting. Okay, so at 17, you're in the band, you've joined the armed forces, you're in the armed forces band, and where did you think at that stage of your life, Chris, that music would take you? Where did you hope music would take you? Did you want to be like a rock and roll singer and be up on a stage?
No, I was dilling around with jobs and that music was right at the bottom of the bucket list, really. And what should we say? I never really thought about music as being that high up in the list. And it just came up when I I'll get to that in a moment. But
yep.
Shall I continue a moment?
Yep.
Or I was a florist. I was a florist when I was about 35.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this lady came in the shop who knew I was very interested in songwriting. She said, did you listen to Radio Brighton this morning? Because there's an American lady on there. Once all songwriters are taking music down to her. But it'll be the evening Argus. It was a newspaper. But there was no telephone number when I bought the paper. Then she came in the next day and she said, here's a telephone number if you want it. It was all fate, you see. So I ran this lady up, an American lady, and I started having demo tapes made of my songs. And it just went off from there, demo tape after demo tape after demo tape.
Mm.
And now I've got about 40 demo tapes for people to listen to.
Yeah. And what was the songwriting about, Chris? I mean, was it... a reflection of your life, or did you wake up in the morning think, I'm going to make a song up today about, well, whatever you're going to make a song? Were you like a song factory where you just churned them out, or did you have to sit and muse for a while and think, oh, it's going to be about
this? Well, a lot of my songs, I was looking for love, and a lot of my songs are about that theme of looking for love.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something very interesting, what happened to me. When I was about 60, I was living in Brighton. My mother had a boyfriend called Ernie. And I was sitting in the lounge with a whiskey, and I just finished a bottle. He came in, I said, look at that, only another empty bottle of whiskey. He said, I bet you couldn't write a song about empty bottles. And that was one of my best songs. You've heard it, haven't you?
No, I haven't. What, tell me about it.
No, the empty bottles, you know, where somebody was in a bar drinking their sorrows away because he just
oh,
lost
yes,
their
yes,
love.
Yes. And that's your song.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Yes. I think it, that one could take off, actually. Like fun, but John Lennon, he's got this lady called Larissa, and I hope to be meeting to meet her soon. She's very good.
Oh, yes, Lady Larissa, yes.
Very good performer, singer, and I think she would like the song.
You mentioned,
we'll find out later.
Yeah, now you mentioned the word love songs. Do your songs fit in a box? I mean, are you a love songwriter, or do you have a different...
Well, I'm quite a romantic, but it's funny how songs come out, because me, Cole Porter used to take a little notebook around with him, and he used to listen to people's conversation, and he made a little phrases or something, which gave him a title for a song. That happened to me two or three times. But I wouldn't say there's a, what should we say, a theme that runs all the way through my songs. You know, just a lot of them are quite different.
What's been the highlight so far of your musical career, Chris?
What's been the what, Ken?
The highlight. Has there been a moment in your career in music? I mean, you started when you were 17. That's so many years ago.
I used to play this church piano for vicar in one of the churches near where I lived. I asked him whether I could use a church as a... You know, to do a couple of concerts. So I did a couple of concerts at his church. And, you know, so it was, that was quite nice.
Do you ever look back on your career? And, I mean, I was going to say to you, if you could wind the clock back and do it all over again, what would you do with music that might be different to what you did do with music, if you know what I mean?
No, I don't think so, Ken, because, where should we go to now? I think it all boils down to me coming to New Zealand.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to hear a little story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you sure about this? Yeah. I met a girl when I was at dance in Brighton when I was 39, and she came over from New Zealand to be with her grandmother for a year. I met Wendy. She came back to New Zealand, and we wrote it a bit, and it fizzled out. 5 years after she had gone back, I met this clairvoyant who said the lovely old lad left her 5 years ago, but she had to go home because she was too young to be with her. One day you're going to go a long way away and be with her. 25 years passed, and I was on Facebook. I saw a photograph of this girl. Hello, Chris. That was in December 2015. The next year she came out to England in July. In August, I came back to New Zealand with her. That was 9 years ago. And then I think that is the reason I'm here, because of music and my love. You know, everything's fated. You know, I just mentioned the word fate.
Sounds like
I
a
think
movie.
It's all fate, John. Yeah.
Sounds like something we'd be watching on TV, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah, and do you know a man called Rick, who's a fisherman? Well, he said, I got this John who's on Radio Hawke's Bay, is interested in all of interesting people. So I met John, and everything started from there.
It's marvellous.
And this is where you come in. You're here now.
That is. I also believe in fate. I mean, I'm not a spiritual person myself, but I believe that I think everything is sort of written down and it's meant to be, and there was no changing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you've obviously enjoyed your musical career, and you've still got a few years ahead of you, Chris. I might suggest, are you still pursuing your music? Do you still sit down and write and tickle the ivories?
Oh, John, that's sad. Because 20 years ago, I had a minor stroke, and it cut that side of the brain out for songwriting. I haven't written a song for 20 years. It cut the I don't know, but on with the brain, there's part of the brain that gives you inspiration for creation.
Yes.
And that part of the brain was hit by the stroke, and I just could not, I haven't been in it for 20 years.
Well, never mind. At least you've got a legacy, though. What is your favourite type of music, Chris? I mean, is it middle of the road? Oh. Is it jazz? Is it blues? Is it a bit of this, a bit of that?
No, I'm stuck in a rut with music. Big band.
Big band music.
I just adore big band music. You know, and when a big band comes on the television, say with a theme, I just sit up straight and I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of my songs are in that, the ballads and the fast ones are all in that theme.
Mm-hmm.
Of the big band.
It's like listening to a big choir sing, isn't it? You can't beat it. There's nothing quite like it.
And that is the trouble with the music, you see, John, Ken, I mean, that nobody wants that type of music now. You know what type of music is that they listen to now.
Yes, I do, indeed.
I don't know whether one day it would change, whether we would get back to decent songs, but at the moment, you know, everybody who's a decent songwriter is fighting to get their music listened to.
Absolutely. But I will say to people that, you know, I mean, here I'm over 70 and you're 80, and I might suggest to you that, you know, we're still listening to music from the Beatles, and younger generations have taken on the Beatles and Queen and Eric Clapton and the like. And I wonder whether or not, but I'm being a bit naive here, but the music that's being created today, will we be still listening to that in 60 or 70 years' time? What do you think?
I don't think so. Not today's. I mean, I'm going a bit further than the Beatles.
Yep.
I mean, today's music now is all, there's no lyrics, there's no music. It's just a phrase repeated over and over again. And all the kids want today is a rhythm to dance to.
Yeah. That's true. But your big band music will still be around in 100 years' time?
Oh, of course they will, yeah. Of course they will.
All right, so Chris, it's been my pleasure to chat with you on this Pleased to Meet You. I'm just going to give you the final word. When you finally leave this mortal coil, which, will, like I say, won't be for some years to come, how do you want to be remembered?
I don't know. In other words, do you know what we're going to do, Ken?
What are we going to do?
We're going to leave it to fate.
Good on you, Chris. My pleasure to chat with you. Look after yourself, and I'll talk to you again at another time.
Okay, Ken, you have a good day.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.